listen now for Call to Worship, a half-hour program dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by the Zion Chapel in Holland.
Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the sea. Beyond the sacred page, I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living Word. Reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, reading the last 14 verses, beginning to read at verse 20. In the beginning of the chapter, we read the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, and then the reason to know wisdom and instruction to perceive the words of understanding. Now beginning to read at verse 20. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled of their own devices. For the turning of the way of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Wonderful words, as one song says, wonderful words of life. Let's pray that they'll be given to us, and that not we have not come yet to that point where we come back, but it's too late. Our Father, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, thy Son, the only living way, the living one at thy right hand, the one who has come down to earth to live, to die, to rise again and ascend, and is seated at thy right hand, even being there till his enemies be made his footstool. And we pray, Father, that many enemies might be made his footstool today by the word and by thy Spirit for the sake of Christ. We pray that we may not be left till the day of judgment and then be made his footstool, then only know him in his wrath and just judgment. We pray, Father, for reviving in the church. We pray for awakening in the world. We pray, Father, that thou would also soon send the word to those that have never yet heard it, that all the ends of the earth might hear and fear and turn unto thee. We pray for these spiritual blessings first in the church and for the world, all through Christ. We pray also and give thanks for the temporal blessings that are given. We give thanks when we have so many blessings in the nature, in freedom, in food and raiment. We pray, Father, for those who do not have these blessings and are suffering, the homeless, the hungry, even dying in starvation. We pray for those in war-torn lands. We pray for those in sickness and injury. We pray for the homes that are broken. We ask, Father, for the children in those homes to be kept by thee. We pray for other areas of life and sorrow, the war-torn lands that are in terrible condition and broken. And pray, Father, that this might be recognized in its cause and in its source, and that it might be repented of, and that we may know the answer as it came when Christ was born. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men, all through him. Amen. As we consider this writing of Solomon, the book of Proverbs, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we consider the writing of David in Psalms 2 and Psalms 110. All of this is from God. The men mentioned are only penmen. As Peter said, Scripture is not of private interpretation, but holy men of old were moved by God and by his Spirit to write these things. There were many different men, from Moses to John, but all of them have God's word, God's holy Scripture, that of which Christ said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Also Moses wrote, and Christ repeated the words later, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Today we have some very solemn words, words that certainly fit our nation. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. In some ways, we might think of this in our nation as the last call. We don't know. There will be a day when we as a nation will hear the Word of God again, as our forefathers did. And the Word of God had a place in our nation, in government, in the schools, homes, the church having the Word, probably better than we do today. The church is a house of division. The church is guilty of not enduring sound doctrine. We pray for that God will again give His Spirit in the church, first of all, that we will not come to a time, as Amos said, there will be a famine, not of bread, but of the hearing of the Word of God. And as this radio message goes out, I hear from people that in their area sometimes don't have a church even, and people that they can meet with that worship and preach the truth and want the truth. More and more children are moving away, leaving the church. Some churches are closed. Some are moving away. I talked to one pastor once, and I knew the beginning of that church, and I asked where it was in the present time, and he said, we're just getting back to teaching the Word of God. They had been in other areas of social teaching and social working, but not the Word of God. He says, now we're just getting back. Hopefully, more churches will get back to the Word of God. And this is still true today. Many have the Word of God in their homes that may not attend a church. And this Word speaks to each one of you in your home. In this first book, this first chapter of Proverbs, wisdom crieth without. She utters her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of the concourse, in the opening of the gates. In the gate she uttereth her word, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Remember when we considered from Psalm 2 that those words were there? It says, when the kings of earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. That's what's being done. We are doing it in our nation. We are trying to break the bands of God's holy word, especially the one, thou shalt not kill. Some pride themselves in giving woman rights to kill the unborn. We're killing them by the thousands. Yes, even by the millions. Millions that would have been here if we hadn't done that terrible, wicked deed of killing so many through the years. Wisdom still cries, how long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? Yes, we will reap what we sow. Paul writes later, he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. And also the blessing of he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. In this time that God speaks to whoever here is hearing, listening, speaking as simple ones, he still says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. That is for today. That is a promise that can be our blessing if we turn when God reproves, when He says, thou shalt not kill, when He instructs and says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, when He gives instruction in our homes and says, what God has joined together, let not man put asunder. And when we have the general instruction that is to be preached of repentance toward God in everything, everything wrong, thought, word, and deed, needs to be changed, our thinking, our speaking. Romans chapter 3, we read that every mouth may be stopped. No more speaking against God. No more speaking as we just read from Psalm 2. Saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. We have had many cords, even in our general laws in the nation, that are being ignored. Our Constitution is being ignored, even by our leaders. We are turning aside, and We are trying to say the Constitution allows this or allows that when it's not even there. We make our own wicked laws or supposed rights, making new laws. But God here speaks, and he gives not only instruction, but he gives warning. After he says, "Turn you at my reproof with a promise, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you." I think of the words of Psalm 95 and the words that Paul repeated a number of times in Hebrews chapter 3 and 4. "Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart." If we don't listen today, tomorrow God may be saying, as he does here in this 24th verse, "Because I have called and you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but you have set at naught all my counsel with none of my reproof." And then those solemn words, "I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, and distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Then shall they seek me early, but they shall not find me." He gives the reason. "For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof." If we take the earlier part of the chapter, which I did not read, the 7th verse states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." We have very little fear of the Lord in our nation today. In the church, in the home, in government, schools, news media, we just speak foolish. And we openly say, as the psalmist said, "Let us break their bands asunder." And there also, David wrote, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision." And here David's son writes, "I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh." When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. Many nations have experienced that. They have had the hand of destruction in the terrible wars that have raged in a number of countries. We are in danger as well. There are the rumblings. There are the riotings. There are the complaints. There is the murmuring. The murmuring at the blessings of the past. What God has given us as a nation and blessed us in through all these years. Our way has been a blessing. Our way has been the envy of the world. And yet there are people here that simply murmur and want to change, want to overthrow it. Want to listen to those who say, "We'll give change," simply in their dissatisfaction, not realizing that the change is going to make it worse. Yes, much worse. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. I think of what Moses wrote in his farewell message to Israel, when he gave a chapter, when they would walk in the ways of the Lord, they would be blessed in every way, blessed in the field, blessed in the home, blessed in all their doings. And then when they did not, the last part of that 28th chapter of Deuteronomy speaks of, "Cursed will you be here and everywhere, every place a curse." Yes, that can take place. It has, and to some degree in our nation in times past when we have had very severe times, troublous times, nothing like probably other nations. God has, in mercy, brought us back to prosperity and blessing, but there will come a day when it's too late. We say, well, he's saying this here, it's just a threat. It is a threat, but There are times it already has been fulfilled. Listen to what the psalmist or the writer of Proverbs here says. Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. If we go back to the history of the time of Zechariah the prophet, this is what he writes. He said, "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, Execute true judgment, and show mercy and compassion, every man to his brother." And then a little bit later, he writes, "But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. They made their hearts as an adamant stone, lest any should hear the law, and the words of the Lord of hosts have sent in his spirit by the former prophets." And then listen. "Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Therefore it has come to pass, as he cried, and they would not hear. So they cried, and he would not hear, or I would not hear, saith the Lord of hosts. But I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations, whom they knew not. Thus the land was desolate after them, and no man passed through nor returned, for they laid the pleasant land desolate." There it happened. Here in the word of Proverbs, it's threatened. But it has happened, and it will happen. Judgment will come. The word of God is plain. Repent or perish. Believe or be damned. And it has happened. It is happening. And it will happen more. It will happen to you unless you give heed. Unless, as he said, "Turn you at my reproof." When Paul writes to Timothy, he says the scripture is given for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Today we have much to be reproved of in the church, in the home, and in the nation, everywhere, in the schools. The news media poison people by what they say and the way it is said. Beware. When China fell a number of years ago, I was a little boy, and I wondered how it could happen, how such a small group of part of the China could take over the rest. And I asked my teacher when I was in school. He said, The news media poisoned the people, turned against that which was right, promoted that which was wrong. If you are in the news media, beware. Turn at God's reproof. Don't be an influence for evil. Be an influence as this word calls us. Don't go on, as he also warned against, "Would you set not all my counsel?" Truth is truth. The Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Lies bring us into bondage, both for time and eternity. And we have the day spoken of. Zechariah spoke of it as happening. The writer here speaks of it as a danger that it will happen to those that he's writing to here at this time. And he said, "Then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices." Our devices are terrible. Many different ways. Spoiling our homes. Dividing our churches. Leaving our children in troubled spirits, and some not even want to live. Mortgaging their future by the way we live, spend, not want to work, great part of society. Living off what should be our children's gift, We're stealing from them. Filled with our own devices, listening to the promises of those that will spend and spend and spend and kill and kill and kill. Yes, they have been voted in. Why? How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? We can have the knowledge of God's word. We can have the knowledge of the history of our past, which many want to change, many want to overthrow, many want to deny, many hate. Instead of having the blessings of our forefathers, we will bring upon ourselves and our children the curses that God's word speaks of. Yes, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, God doesn't speak that without a purpose. He speaks it so we will hear it. He speaks it so we will be doers of it. And if we don't, like Christ said, he that heareth my word and is a doer of it is like a man that built his house upon a rock. The storm came, the floods came, and it stood because it was on a rock. Here he says, destruction cometh as a whirlwind. The other house was pictured as built on the sand, one that heard but did not. Many of you know the word, but don't have the fear of the Lord, the beginning of knowledge, the love of the word, the reverence of the word, the belief of the word, the belief of the gospel especially, Christ dying for our sins according to the scriptures. You need it. I need it. It's our only hope for time and eternity. If we hate knowledge, even knowledge in nature, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament is handiwork. It shows the wisdom, the power of God. We have it on every hand. And then most of all, getting back to the Bible, God's holy word for doctrine, reproof, correction, and thankfully the last word with it, instruction in righteousness. Instruction in how to be made righteous by God through Christ.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423, or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship. Praise the Lord.